At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
This is ESPN Radio's Bart and Hahn Podcast.
Hour number two, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And we want you to sign up with DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. Use code BART to get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes up for grabs this week with your first deposit. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. What's that promo code again?
BART.
B-A-R-T. All right, we go to the Goodyear hotline right now because, as we do each week, our good friend. All right, so we got to get him back on the line. Okay, we're having all kinds of phone issues today, Bart Scott. It's a crazy Monday.
You know how it is.
Are you enjoying your popcorn?
It's buttery.
Should we reveal to the people what's going on this week? I think we should.
Yeah, let them know.
Because we're getting a lot of people that are saying on Plus that they think the technical difficulties, because they're just seeing our graphics. Bart and I are not in studio and won't be this week. Bart is doing something wonderful that he does every year. In Baltimore. You want to tell the people what you do each year at this time?
Well, it's the 16th year that I've done the Helping Up mission, who helped men get back on their feet that's addicted to heroin and an addiction of drugs. It's been the 16th year, so I go back to Baltimore and I do that, and we serve them. We serve them meals, and that's a place they can go and they can get treatment, but also they can get job training so they can also take care of themselves. So it's always a good thing. I get to go see the graduates every year, people that are ready to graduate and leave the program and go on and get back to the business of living a great life.
It's amazing, too, because, you moved on to New York, and then you still live up here in New York now, but yet you maintain a connection to Baltimore and to that Ravens organization. It's been a long time since you've actually been a member of that organization, and yet you still stay very much in the family, very much in the fabric of the community. All right, we have Chris Mortensen back on the line right now, joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. Mort, how are we doing? Can you remember a season like this? The parity, week to week, seeing teams that we think, all right, let's believe in this team now, and then they give you an L and they make you wonder, wait, should we trust them or not? There's maybe about, four bad teams, and then everybody else is sort of in the same place.
I actually think it feels like the norm. I mean, I could remember when Tom Jackson was still working with us, and we'd sit and watch games every week, and we just would look at each other and say, this is some bad football. and listen, it's really the point where when you get to Thanksgiving, then things will start to show itself. It's a game of attrition. In other words, whether it's injuries and now the pandemic as well, COVID is still an issue in this league. So I think what we're seeing is teams finding, trying to find who they are, get an identity, and then when that happens, all of a sudden, boom, you have an offensive guard or tackle that goes out, or maybe two of them, and it affects you. I mean, no matter what, I mean, yes, we have expanded rosters, but I think that this feels like a normal season to me, and I do believe that what happens is, I always call it the great deodorant. The great deodorant is post-Thanksgiving, we start these races, we start to crystallize. The games are, just feel even more meaningful, which they are. We do have expanded playoffs, of course. And then the stars, the marquee names that people want to see, whether it be a Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson, just name one of those guys. I think that by the end of the season, the Super Bowl, it's kind of like saying, wow, wasn't that exciting? And if actually you go back and look at it, say, oh man, people had to fight through a lot of things to get to the end.
Now, one of those other names that we look forward to seeing is Josh Allen, and we thought that they were a Super Bowl contender, and I still believe they are, but I think that they've been exposed for the type of team that they're going to struggle against. And unfortunately for them, the type of team they struggle against can run the football, right? And they can also play tough defense. And a lot of teams struggle that way, but I believe the Buffalo Bills were beat and built and really constructed their team to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. The problem is they got to get there first. So teams like Tennessee, teams like the Indianapolis Colts, and oh, by the way, a team like the Patriots will give them trouble. Mm-hmm. Is this a sign of things to come, or can they fix it? Because they look real soft in between the trenches.
Well, I think Sean McDermott is one of those guys that, you know, he's going to set his jaw, and they certainly can fix it. You know, but the physicality, I mean, listen, they're not the type of physical team you would want in terms of running the ball. They really wanted to get back to it, and they did the week before. But, you know, I know this much. Like, when the Colts, remember the Colts lost to the Bills in the playoffs last January? Close game. And Philip Rivers was quarterback for the Colts. He was actually playing a little bit better than Carson Wentz is right now. But I know from talking to a prominent Bills player and some other people there in the organization saying, man, that was hard. The Colts have length on defense. They're fast. They're strong. They're physical. They're well coached. And those are the type of teams you're talking about. And it's something that they have to address. Can they come out of it? They are, but you can't turn over the football. I know that was the one thing that the message I got from them last night. We just can't turn over the football like that and expect to be in a game against this caliber of a team. And Wentz is not even playing championship caliber football yet. And in Indianapolis, they hope he does. But yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, I think that Buffalo understands clearly that they've got to fix some things to get back in it.
Now, it's amazing too. So I feel like we go week to week when we start answering this question. So I'll ask you, as we see the Titans lose to the Texans, which is unbelievable. The Bills get blown out at home. The Steelers, what an amazing game that was last night. What a heartbreak for them at the very end. So, All right, Chris Mortensen, who, in your expert opinion, is the best team right now in the AFC?
I would say I don't have one. In other words, like the Chargers, you know, we've seen teams run on them. I mean, that was a rather impressive performance by the Steelers last night with everybody they had out, right?
Right.
But, you know, listen, when I watched the Patriots play, I said, huh, this is starting to shape itself. You know, the Ravens have won a couple games here that you say, well, there's no way they can win this game. And yesterday with Lamar Jackson ill once again, and Tyler Huntley came in and did a nice job at the very end. The Ravens, I feel like, and the Patriots, you know, those two teams definitely. I do believe, I'd like to hear you take what you guys react. The last couple weeks, what we're seeing from the Chiefs is more basic football with the obvious talent that they have and having Chris Jones inside. So to answer your question after a long-winded answer, I'm going to go Chiefs and then Baltimore and maybe New England at this point.
Oh, Bart, you want to tell them what you think of the Chiefs?
Well, listen, I'm just not ready to buy into the Chiefs yet because it seems like they're getting opponents at the right time, right? They struggle. And I'm more concerned with the offense because they go against the Giants with nobody, and they end up struggle there. They beat Jordan Love, but the offense puts up no points. And yesterday, they go against a team that didn't have Tyron Smith, CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper, Zeke gets hurt.
Right.
And it's like, well, I want to see them have a real test. And I wonder if they're going to get full of themselves. And confidence is a big thing in this league. But I wonder if they're going to get full of themselves and think they're back when they really haven't been tested. It's almost like Rocky II when he fought Clubber Lane. And he was like, those, they were all bums. They were setups.
Well, no, here's the thing about it. That's why the question is one I don't necessarily embrace. It's kind of like, you asked me to pick who do I think is the best team right now. Okay, I can pick one, but that team hasn't shown up for me yet. I mean, do you have one? I mean, now the Titans, they're interesting, but they've lost to the Jets and now the Texans. Yeah. I mean, now obviously they lost to the Texans without Derrick Henry, but they lost to the Jets with Derrick Henry. That's why when people think that somebody, you know, at the start of a season, do you think the Buccaneers can go 17-0 or this team goes 17-0? No, I don't. I mean, because things happen and teams take a hit. I do think I like from the Chiefs, and you're right about, you know, the Cowboys, you know, and who they had out. But I like the fact that they're at least the Chiefs are showing, okay, we're going to run the ball a little bit more. We're not going to play Harlem Globetrotter football as much. But Patrick Mahomes, get back there, set up, find a receiver, check down if you have to. And the defense, you know, it seems to have improved. But, Bart, you're right. I mean, they're also playing teams that are missing players.
Chris Mortensen joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. After seeing the Bears go up against the Lamar Jackson-less Ravens and still find a way to lose, even though the defense, you know, again, no Lamar Jackson, seemed to play a lot better, would you say Matt Nagy might be in danger of losing his job in season with the way this is going now? Is this 5 or 6 in a row for them?
Well, I don't I haven't heard that he's in trouble in season. You know, when it's funny because we always talk about hot seats. You know, the hot seats are really coming from the media and the fans. It's just a matter of whether the owner wants to act on that. And then there's a philosophy that it really doesn't change anything. But don't forget that this year is the first year that you're allowed to start. You're allowed to interview candidates in December. So I think that type of allowance could put Matt Nagy in jeopardy. You know, they've got their own problems with the player. I mean, Allen Robinson didn't play yesterday, and Khalil Mack's not playing. They're not the same team. Before the season is over, that's certainly a possibility with the fact that teams now can start to interview candidates a little bit earlier than they normally could.
One more for you, Mort, and it has to do with my Jets and Bart's Jets, too. Did they make a mistake starting Flacco? Or did they see what they needed to see out of some of their other young weapons?
Oh, I think in a way, when you got guys like Elijah Moore and some of those guys, Joe Flacco can help develop those guys. In other words, and you still want to at least go out and give yourself the best chance to win. It wasn't going to be Mike White, and Zach Wilson isn't quite ready. Zach Wilson is going to be really interesting to see when he comes back. I know he's got a knee injury, but the fact that they hired John Beck, his kind of personal quarterback tutor, and brought him in early November. It's kind of a red flag, isn't it?
Yeah. Like he, you know.
So to answer your question, yeah, I think they should have started Joe Flacco. I actually do, because I think that the development of the younger receivers and backs, to have a veteran presence out there and help you out, like how to identify certain fronts, I think there's value in that.
When you say red flag, explain what you mean. I think I know what you mean, but I'd rather hear it from you.
No, I think that, like this. Well, I do want to acknowledge that the Jets were hit with a big tragedy. You know, when they lost Greg Knapp in that bike accident, and you don't even like to even mention the same breath as football, except he was going to be his quarterback guy, and that's somebody that Robert Saleh really wanted to help develop him. They lost him right before training camp. It was a tragedy, but I think that. John Beck, who's played in the NFL a little bit and was a BYU quarterback, I know this much: the fundamentals of Zach Wilson were really starting to go downhill. I mean, we can find all kinds of clips where you see both feet off the ground when he's throwing the ball.
Yep.
So, I think he needs to be kind of reworked and get back to the fundamentals, and we'll see if John Beck can do the trick. But I do think that some of that starts with the fact that the guy that they hope would groom Zach Wilson tragically lost his life right before training camp.
Right, so they've had to adjust since then. They'll do that right in the middle of the season. Mort, we're going to leave it right there. Great to talk to you as always. Thanks so much.
All right, guys, you take care. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same
Happy
to you,
Thanksgiving. All the best. Chris Mortensen on the Goodyear Hotline. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Bart, we still got a lot of people that want to talk to us about several things, the NFL and LeBron. Which way do you want to go? Spin the wheel. Do you want LeBron or do you want an NFL question right now?
I want to go LeBrick.
You going LeBrick?
Yeah, let's go LeBrick James.
Let's go to Sam in Virginia. Go ahead, Sam.
Hello
Sam?
There?
Yes, we got you.
Hey. I got a quick observation and a quick idea. The one observation is LeBron started something that he had no intention of finishing. That's the observation. Of course. And AD, and AD got no business talking for him. And the second thing is, I think they both ought to be suspended for the next time they play each other. And I'd be interested in hearing anybody's thoughts on that.
I know what you're doing there, because you don't want to have another incident, right? But I think...
If I'm Isaiah Simmons, I'm punching LeBron right in the face, right off the jump. Like, hey, listen, no. No, man. Like, that's not going to be on my resume that you hit me in my eye, and I'm not going to be the bigger person. There's no way.
Now, I know,
I don't care who you think
say,
you are. I know you're the greatest player all the time, but you're not going to treat me like I'm not beneath you as a person.
But listen to me. When I look at it back now, I say to myself, and it's easy because I'm not in the moment and in the emotions of the moment, because I've been there, and you just lose it. You're not thinking straight. But The better play would have been to be, all right, wipe this blood off my face. And now next time this dude gets the ball, I might have to hard foul him. Like,
yeah,
better revenge than running around trying to get to him when you know you're never going to get to him.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to hold you back. But it's easy for me to say. But that's the kind of revenge you want.
When you feel that blood coming down and it's hitting your mouth and you see it all over the place.
Yes.
And it's hot, and that thing is thing is throbbing. It's like, man, nah, man.
All bets are off. This is why I'm telling you, the NBA should just let players fight. They should. Go ahead and fight. Go ahead. We'll take a minute. Go ahead. Figure it out, boys.
Yeah, LeBron would have been like, nah, man, AD, get him.
I'm good. I'm all set. Not AD. They would have needed somebody else.
Yeah, then Russell. Listen. DeAndre Jordan was there because he know he got one role: protect the franchise. But
did
man,
you
come
see
on.
Russell Wilson?
Westbrook. He put his hands up. Like, come on, man.
He put his dukes up.
Like, man, come on, Russell. Like, stop it. You ain't want none of that, boy. Nobody wanted none of him.
All right, let's go. Let's see. Let's go to Calm in the Bronx. Go ahead, Calm.
What up, what up? Hollywood Hahn, Bartholomew.
How we doing, brother?
What up, what up? I'm good. I didn't like how the Knicks played over the weekend, but let's not talk about that.
Yeah, it's
what
the,
I want
the
to
starters
say is,
are a mess.
I want to say is I called y'all last week. I gave you the whole rah-rah speech about why I think the Giants are going to win. I'm not going to give you that. I want to give you one of the two most important things I need to see from the Giants. This is coming out of the bye week, and the jury is still out on whether or not the Giants coach Joe Judge can coach. I need to see a well-coached game. I need to see clean football, and I need to see a competitive game for him to get another notch on his belt on why he should stay. And the second most important thing, now that Saquon Barkley is back and is supposed to play, I do not want to see light feet. I want to see dancing. I don't want to see him trying to hit a home run every gosh darn play. I want to see you hit the hole, and I want to see second and seven, second and six, second and eight, instead of second and 12 and second and 13. You know what?
Well, I want to see him look like Christian McCaffrey. Yes. I want to see him look like the most dangerous all around weapon when it comes from a passing standpoint and it comes from a running standpoint. I want to see special. I want to see electric. I want to be looking back there like, man, is that Barry Sanders mixed with a little bit of Falk? I want to see that. I want to listen because that's what he was billed as, generational, all time. Hadn't seen him in 2 years. It's time for him to remind us because, listen, they're going to pick up his option. But, man, I'm not comfortable in giving Saquon Barkley an extension and giving him $15 million. He got to show me something. I know he's good for ticket sales. I know he's good for shoe deals and all that stuff. I just don't know if he's good for the New York Football Giants and if they should go in another direction and go draft them a premier guy in the second round. Hey, go get the kid from Minnesota. Hey, draft the kid. Listen, they got two first-round draft picks. Yo, second round, go get the kid from the Spartans. Go get him from Michigan State.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, go get one of them because you can go get him and don't have to pay him $20 million. He's going to give you work.
Well, or again, Saquon, it's like the whole question with him has not been his talent. It's been his ability to stay healthy and stay on the field.
That's talent. That's an ability. That is an ability.
Availability. Yes,
some
sir.
People always are hurt, no matter what level. Some guys are always durable. London Fletcher went 15 years without missing a game. Yeah, 200, something like
Ferguson.
Two.
He never missed a snap.
I missed
ever.
One.
Yeah, right. Like certain guys. But, again, his position, that is why that is such a dangerous position to draft that high in the draft. All right, one more. You want to grab one more real quick?
Let's do it.
To LeBron we go, Laverne in Chicago. Come on, Laverne.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
How are we doing? Good.
Man, you know what? This LeBron thing, let's go back to the No Boys Allowed League, 1980, 1975, 78. Oh, Artis Gilmore, Wes Unseld, the old school guys – LeBron would have never made it in those days.
Well, they
now
let you.
Now we have two. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying that there were actual brawls there, and they had to change it because it was turning off people. They were trying to become a national sport, and people were turned off by it. And the same thing happened in the early
2000s.
Well,
The one was Rudy T. when he broke his face.
Yeah, that was the Washington. One. Yes. Yeah. That's really changes everything. You don't want it to get to that place where you've got, you know, Willis Reed just knocking out half the Lakers with one punch. Like, you don't want to see guys throwing punches. But you do also, though, I think people I'm sorry, Bart. People like physicality. We like that in our sports. That's why we love football so much. There's something about that in the area, the man in the arena. Like, you love that.
It was becoming too much like soccer. It was coming too much like soccer with the flopping, the drawing. Yeah. You got Trae Young stopping and people running to him in the back. He's jumping backwards into him.
Yeah, and guys don't like it. That's why Miles Turner goes after Rudy Gobert, and Rudy Gobert's got to wrestle him to the ground. That's why Markieff has to do a take foul, but he does it in an aggressive way, and it leads Jokic to go, you ain't doing that to me. Don't punk me. And then he go ahead, and he forearms him. Like, we're having this early in the season because the games are getting more physical, and guys don't like it. But you know who likes it? The people watching. The NBA, they're the ones that have to just make sure that they police it properly. That they are the ones that are, okay, when you overstep, we're going to let you know. You can't go this far, and you've got to learn how to play in physicality and get hit without feeling like I got to now get mad and get in my emotions and start punching people. And if you're LeBron and somebody's holding you and you don't like it, you can't close your fist and smack them. And if you hit them in the face, you can't say, well, I didn't mean to, but you still closed your fist. So no matter what, that was wrong. And they have to suspend him for it to send that message. Because when you suspend a guy of his caliber, man, you're sending a message to the whole league. We're not playing.
They
we want to have
Jokic.
A physical game.
They suspended Jokic. He's the MVP.
Yes, exactly. We want to have a physical
game. He pushed somebody in the ribs. This LeBron punched somebody in the face.
Don't get to a point where the NBA is going to regret this and pull back and now start calling fouls. Nobody wants that. Barton Hahn coming to you live from Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. Coming up. What exactly happened to Lamar Jackson yesterday? You will hear the explanation next after I tell you to join host Gotham Chopra as he explores what Tom Brady has meant to football and the world. In Man in the Arena, new podcast from ESPN Plus and Religion of Sports, a companion piece to Gotham's ESPN Plus docuseries. This 10-part podcast examines the improbable ripple effects of Brady's career. Things that have forced us to rethink everything we thought we knew about time, hatred, perfection, even fate. The podcast brought to you by State Farm, ZipRecruiter, and Rocket Mortgage. Listen and follow Man in the Arena now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and stream the docuseries on ESPN+.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Bart and Han.
Scramble, Bart. Let's go.
I'm back.
Yeah.
I was talking on the Zoom.
Yeah, we were. People, like I said, as we said, Bart's doing wonderful things this week. It's Thanksgiving week. Giving back to the community. So we are not together in studio, if that's not already obvious. For those watching on ESPN+, Plus, you can hear us, but you get to see our cool graphics, which is kind of nice. We don't get to show off the graphics all that much. You know, the arcade and everything. So you get to do that now for us this week. And bear with us. But, of course, we'll still give you the usual content that we give you. It's just going to be Bart and I not in the same place. And I kind of miss you already, dude.
No doubt.
I'm not lying. Not lying. But you know what? I do have to tell you that the first ever National Check Your Wipers Day, that was November 16th, a couple of days ago. We want you to enter for a chance to win a Michelin NYC experience for two. To enter and for rules, visit wipersday.com. No purchase necessary. Visit wipersday.com for more information. Now, we have done the talking. We've had callers do some talking. We had Chris Mortensen on to do talking. Chris Canty's going to be on soon to do more talking. But right now, Bart, it's time to do what we like to do, which is let the headline makers do the talking in a segment we like to call
Audio Files. gong.
I got to get the gong. Wait.
We heard that. They came through.
Did you hear it?
Yeah, it came through. We got it. It's all good. Don't worry about it. You got it. Good. Good job.
The gong was on my phone. The gong's going to stay in the show. The gong stays in the show. Meanwhile, in audio files, let's first go with a game we haven't really actually gotten to talk about, Bart, and that is a game that Bart Stradamus correctly predicted, which was the Vikings.
Oh.
Because it wasn't a primetime game.
Ah.
Kirk Cousins outslugging the Packers of Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers in what was a really wild game and a fun ending. And it came down, of course, down to the wire, which is every Vikings game seems to be within 7 points coming down to the wire. But what we don't know in this game is that Aaron Rodgers threw for 4 touchdowns, over 300 yards, and yet he's got a toe injury. Now, that sounds kind of soft. That sounds like a baseball injury. Oh, he's got a toe.
No.
Right? But when asked, like, you know, so is it sort of like, you know, turf toe?
Nope.
A-Rod gave us this answer. You ever have turf toe?
Turf toe is nothing compared to what I had. I had turf toe plenty of times.
But you had a bad toe injury, right?
Yeah, it ended my career. Right? Mm-hmm. I had to have my sesamoids. My toe doesn't bend anymore. My toe has a screw in the middle of it because they had to reattach my ligament and pull my sesamoids off that holds the ligament together. So my toe went up in the air and tried to tiger claw back. So I had to have reconstructive surgery on my big toe. It also ended Jonathan Ogden's career as well, the greatest left tackle I've ever seen in my life. Into his career, and the first time Deion Sanders retired, it was because of his toe. So, like, the big toe is like it's the thumb of the foot. If you don't have that, it's nothing you can do. I couldn't stop. I had to, you know, my last year I played 13 games on it. I had to ski start, and I had to wear a shoe that was a 13.5, and I wear a 12.5. And I had to start by turning my foot sideways before I can go, but I couldn't stop. So, yes, I have had it, and it won't get easier. And the problem is, if he shoots it up, it only works once. It doesn't work twice. So he better save that shot, that pain shot, for when he can actually need it when it's a meaningful game like a playoffs. Because if he uses it early, your body's going to get used to it, and it's going to do nothing but continue to be painful.
How big of a concern do you have for this, even though he seemed to perform pretty well despite the injury?
Well, listen, he performed well, but teams are going to start saying, you know what, let's make sure that we blitz him in inside to make him have to run, right? You make him have to get out of the pocket. He threw all those sidearm from the pocket. You didn't see him scramble. And then if he does scramble, I'm making sure that I'm not just tackling. I'm not going to tackle him. I'm just going to drop all my weight to make his feet get stuck in the turf. Because if you tackle him, the feet gets to come up. But if you drag him down, his feet has to stay planted into the ground, and his cleats get done, and he's going to continue to overextend that toe. If I'm close to him, I'm going to keep stepping on that toe, too, every time I get it. I'm going to get you, sucker. I'm going to hope that thing blow up.
Hey, it's football. Everything counts. But it's just amazing to see him perform the way he did, certainly there. All right, we continue with audio files. Speaking of getting out of the pocket and moving around, that's Lamar Jackson. And he did not play in the Ravens-Bears game yesterday due to an illness, not related to COVID, but still was not available. So Tyler Huntley comes into the game. He gets his first career start, 219 passing yards, his first. He had a game-winning drive at the end.
Yeah.
Obviously, Devontae Freeman rushing touchdown to complete that drive, and they actually get the win over the Bears. So John Harbaugh explaining what happened with Lamar. Does he remember from Forrest Gump, you have cough due to cold? like he had all the symptoms, congestion, everything else. It's that time of year.
You know?
But I mean, look, again, you don't want – he's had the COVID issues in the past. The good news is it's not that, but he was not available. The better news is they found a way to win without him, and that was important for the Ravens.
That team knows how to win ugly, man. It was no way possible they were supposed to win that
game
football
was ugly.
Game because they didn't even have Hollywood Brown as well, right? So it's not like they were just out Lamar Jackson. They were out there best wide receiver as well. Certain teams just don't make excuses. They just line up and they know how to win ugly. And the Ravens are one of those teams. This is going to be interesting, man. You talk about it is that time of year, right? And so many different things that can stop a player from playing, whether it's injury. You talk about COVID, and now you talk about flu season coming in.
Yep.
And it's just like you got a bunch of people that's around people, but they're also going home to their kids and coming back. and carrying who knows what. I mean, this was the time I made sure that I bathed and saturated and soaked in that pink soap in there, which is from Mercer. It was that pink soap that they only have for hospitals when you're about to go into surgery. That's the soap I use. I ain't use no Dove, no Head and Shoulders, none of that. Mercer soap for me, baby. I'm killing everything. I'm even killing the good bacteria I got. Everything gonna die.
Lysol everything you can this time of year. All right, moving on. Boy, I'll tell you what, Bart. The Seahawks, the Legion with no Boom,
yep.
And they lose to the Cardinals 23-13. They are now 3-7.
Kyler Murray is an MVP candidate, man. I mean, you know, playing Kyler Murray. Oh, that's right. He didn't play.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah, that's still my point. Colt McCoy once again. But the Seahawks are 3-7. It's the first time since 2011 and only second time in Pete Carroll's tenure that they are four games under 500. And, man, did he struggle at the podium after this game. He walked away at one point and gave his thoughts when he was there about what the hell's going on with Seattle. He got emotional at one point. He said this part, I'm just not any good at this. I'm not prepared for this. I'm struggling to do a good job of coaching when you're getting your butt kicked week in and week out. It's new territory. I'm competing in every way I can think of, but I'm just unfamiliar with it. So if I leave early, if I make a mistake, I'm not on my best game right here. I'm not making any excuses. I don't want to get good at this, meaning how to handle losing. What does that tell you about Pete Carroll right now and where he is as coach of the Seahawks?
Well, he's burnt out. With a franchise quarterback, he's like, man, I shouldn't have to be going through these issues because franchise quarterbacks usually are the great elixir, right? And you look at it, he's had experience at this before. I mean, he was the Jets coach. I believe he was the Patriots coach, and he got fired, right?
Yep.
So he does have experience with this. This is just a bad case of deja vu.
He doesn't have experience with it in Seattle. There's no doubt about that. So he's struggling right now. The Seahawks are struggling right now. And if you're a Jets fan, you love this because the worse they are, the higher that pick. Thank you, Jamal Adams. Becomes.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Yes, it is. That's Audio Files. Bart and Hoddy, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle auto, home, or motorcycle insurance. Visit Progressive.com. Coming up, more on the NFL. Statement wins all over the league. And a couple that Bartstradamus saw coming.
Oh.
Yes, he did. All that coming up. And your calls, 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Bart and Hon, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
With Kizik hands-free shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy-on, easy-off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bart and Hahn.
Welcome back, Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. All right, Bart, previously we did our weekly stock up, stock down on the AFC teams, who we buying and who we selling. Let's do it for the NFC now, as we had a couple of wild ones yesterday. Games you did not expect to see, finishes you didn't expect to see, and teams lose that you didn't expect to see lose. So let's begin with the Cowboys. That was a bit unexpected for me. The Chiefs, I know it's at Arrowhead, I get it, but that Cowboys team not scoring a touchdown against that Chiefs defense, that surprised me as well. I get the injuries. Are you buying or selling Dallas as a favorite to win the Super Bowl?
I'm not buying them as a favorite, but listen, I think they have just as good a chance of anybody. You talk about what they played without yesterday, right? And Dallas has stepped up to every test, right? When they got bounced by the Broncos, they came back, had a good game against the Falcons. No, I just think this was more about who they didn't have, and they couldn't play the way that they wanted to play, because if you're playing the Chiefs, the way what you want to do is run the ball downhill at them. And also, their defense played well. And I think if they played this game again and both teams were healthy, I think Dallas would win this game going away.
I just don't know if the Cowboys are ready for the moment. I think that's the question about them right now. When it is that big game moment, will they step up? Will they play? I mean, where is Amari Cooper, and when is he going to play? Because it doesn't sound like he's playing on Thanksgiving either.
Well, they won't need him on a short week. I mean, you talk about, you know, I think he was in the COVID protocol, right?
Yes, he's in the protocol.
So CeeDee Lamb is something different because he got banged up. Ezekiel Elliott got banged up. But I still think when you look at him as a whole, Tyron Smith.
I need you not
Smith
get banged up, man. Not again. I mean, what is it? All of a sudden, is there a real physical defense by the Chiefs? I need you not to get banged up.
Well, you know, it's week 11, and receivers are like sports cars. They're always in a garage. The good thing is they have a lot of people that they can depend on. They have a lot. They go four or five deep at receiver. Gallup is still a good receiver.
I just feel like
Zeke getting hurt, I think, was the rough part.
It changed everything. But I just feel like the Cowboys are that stock that you always believe, like you want to believe, like this is too good to fail. It's got to work. It's got to work. And they always cost you money in the end. The Cowboys just feel like that stock that you want to trust, but you know somehow, some way, it's going to sink on you. It's going to tank on you, and it's going to cost you. All right, how about this? Buy or sell Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. Got a toe issue now, still lit up the scoreboard, but their defense got lit up by Kirk Cousins and the Vikings.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that is because their run game was altered. They're going to get Aaron Jones back.
Cookie monster.
And they're going to be able to get Aaron Jones back, and he's going to be able to just create that balance for them as well.
Well, their offense wasn't the issue. The defense was.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is the great offense is their defense for them, right? You think about the Green Bay Packers running the football, controlling the clock, being able to take time off the clock by running the football is the best friend to their defense, because their defense was without Rashawn Gary, one of their young stars.
One more real quick. Are you buying or selling the 49ers?
I mean, I am. I just think it could be too little too late. They dug themselves a big hole, and they can't have any slip-ups. Debo Samuels is a beast. He's a running back. He's like Percy Harvin, Anquan Boldin, all wrapped into one. But they got some tough games. They're playing a tough division. And if they get there, they're going to earn it. But they definitely dug themselves a big hole.
Yes, the too little too late is actually the best way to put it, I think, for the 49ers. But it is good to see them trending in the right direction. I think Kyle Shanahan and company certainly do need it. All right, the NFC and the AFC, stock up, stock down. Bart gave you his stock up and stock down. We will be back in 10 seconds. Welcome back. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. In about 10 minutes, we'll have more than that. 12 minutes. We'll have Chris Canty joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. But right now, let's do Getting It Done. Brought to you by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger's always there to help. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. So, as we mentioned, the Packers lose in Minnesota, and you said, well, you bet on the Vikings here because Kirk Cousins isn't playing in a primetime game. And both quarterbacks really put on a show, but it was Minnesota that wins it at the end, at the very end. And that move allows the Cardinals to move into the top seed.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson, a late scratch with an illness, though not COVID-related. Justin Fields gets knocked out of the game. The Ravens get a win without Lamar Jackson. And even though it's against a Bears team that's just on a losing streak and not very good, that's still a good win. The other team getting it done, man, last night, we haven't talked about this game. The Steelers are down by 17 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Game's over. Bart Scott goes night-night termite, pulls the covers over his head, and you wake up to find out that the Steelers scored 27 points in the fourth quarter. But the Chargers get that late touchdown, they get the win, and they hang on. Who's getting it done for you out of those teams?
I mean, talk about the Steelers, man. They showed tremendous heart and grit. No T.J. Watt, no Minka Fitzpatrick.
And they missed him.
Yeah, no Minka Fitzpatrick. You talk about that miscommunication at the back end of the game. You got young players that never been in that situation. But for me, getting it done, I got to go to the Ravens, man.
Without Lamar?
Yeah, without Lamar, without Hollywood Brown. And that defense isn't the defense that they've used to being. But they just find a way to win ugly, man. They just they have this way, right? Remember they were losing before and Calais Campbell blocks a field goal, right, when they should be losing the game against the Colts. It's just like they always have somebody that steps up because they have tremendous belief in each other and they fight to the end. Even though I think they're a heavily flawed team, they don't have any running backs. Listen, they finally got rid of Le'Veon Bell. They've had like six or seven different running backs behind in a team that's built on running the football. Mm-hmm. So, listen, I'm not trying to be a homer, but for me, for a backup quarterback that's never started a game in league, just finding out that he's starting, like the day of the Lamar Jackson text him saying, hey, you're starting, I can't go, to go down and
Tyler Huntley.
And to go down and have a game-winning drive with 1:24 to win the game against a good outfit in the Chicago Bears defense. I know they missed Khalil Mack. But that's still a lot to be said.
No doubt about that. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's go to Scott in Texas. What's going on, Scotty?
The show. I have a question mainly for Keyshawn because he played receiver.
Keyshawn? You got the wrong
pardon
show?
Me?
Well, Keyshawn's on in the morning.
Yes, I know. I recorded it. I'm sorry. I recorded it. So should I call tomorrow morning?
Yeah. Unless you want to ask Bart.
I played linebacker for 11 years.
Yeah,
I didn't play receiver.
Played linebacker.
Okay. All right, Mark, a question
Mark.
Here.
All right, tell you what, Scott. Record. Here's what you do. Record your message for Keyshawn, and then we'll have them play it in the morning, and then he can answer it on the air. So go ahead and do that. Go ahead and record one and then send it to their Twitter feed, and then I bet you they'll play it and they'll answer it to you. Mark and I are going to finish our show here. We've got still another hour to do. Thank you, though, so much for that call. So we're going to talk with Chris Kenny. Mark, are you ready for that? That's coming up next.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.